You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. First Wednesday of the month. You know what that means, Dan De Los Santos.
Yes, sir. It's time for the Havasu Pioneer Radio Show.
Was that your radio voice?
Yes, sir.
Because he has no face for radio. He does have a face for radio, too. You know that, right?
Because my normal voice doesn't really sound that great.
Well, I'm one to talk about a face for radio, so there you go. Who do we want to bring on first? We have both guests coming up?
Well, we have two guests today.
Right.
Which is really, I'm really excited because it was a big request to actually have some people that were part of our community before the London Bridge. So I went out, kept my promise, and got a couple folks to start chiming in. And we have Norma Grzowski, and we also have Benny Santapietro with us today. And both of those folks are part of families that were here quite a bit before the bridge was even here, even the ground before the ground was even broken. So we're gonna start out with Norma today. Excuse me, I take that back. We're gonna start out with Benny. He's our caller in today. So Benny,
I want to note, Dan, though, before we start,
sure,
that because Benny is on the phone, doesn't mean that the listeners can't call in and say hello if you know Benny. And by the way, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show is brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, proud sponsor of Havasu Pioneers.
Absolutely.
So 854-5687, 854-KNTR, if you want to call in and talk to our guest today on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, sure. So, Benny, you know, you and I chatted a little bit the other day, and I was always fascinated. Of course, I've known your family. Went to school with your sister, Lori, and I wanted to start off by having you kind of take us back when you were coming to Havasu. Some of those points were actually really kind of neat to listen to, and I know our listeners will really enjoy it. Tell us how you got to town.
Yeah, so it's funny. I still remember that trip. Heidi and I were born in Cherry Valley, California, believe it or not. And my parents, I still never did hear the story of how we found out about Lake Havasu or why we came here. But my dad came out here. We came out here in a pickup truck and a camper. And I remember riding up on top with the cat Jingles, looking out the window and getting here to Havasu. And we landed at the Reese Apartments, the good old Reese Apartments. And that's where we started our life here in Havasu. It was my mom, my dad, Benny Senior, Junie, Lori, the oldest, Heidi, the middle, and myself, Benny Junior, the youngest.
Wow, that's quite a family, and certainly a carload when you're coming out to Lake Havasu.
Yeah, kind of a relation to the old Jed Clampett story, huh?
So when you got to Havasu, what did your folks think? I mean, you know, that story in itself was kind of interesting. You know, I think we talked about fishing or something along those lines, but inevitably, when you got here, what did you folks do?
Yeah, so my mom was a stay-at-home mom for a little while, and then she started getting into a lot of the politics. She worked at the Herald for a little while. My dad had his electrical contracting company, the first one in town, residential small company, Blue River Electric, and that's what he did. We wired many, many houses in Lake Havasu, worked for contractors, and we were a subcontractor, and that's how a lot of us kids in the summertime we spent working with our dads in our business, Havasu Roofing, Joe Beamer, the Wade Boys, myself, Jimmy Burns with his dad. It was it was really cool growing up that way and learning a trade.
Wow, that's really something, you know, out here in the middle of the desert, and being part of building some of our first homes, that's really a feat. And of course, we didn't have that many homes back then. So, were you in high demand to build homes?
Yeah, you know, it seemed as though each house was custom. None of this, you know, a bunch of houses at a time, and there were enough contractors to spread the work around. So, and then as people would come into town, it was kind of a one-for-one demand on the community. So we were pretty good at keeping up with it. There was Sterling Electric, there was McAfee Guthrie. They were a big commercial entity. So there was enough contractors and subcontractors to handle the work. Like I said, we landed the Reese Apartments, and I remember seeing a couple of postings on Havasu Pioneers that, you know, that's where a lot of the original families landed, was there at the Reese Apartments and the apartments across the street and right there in that area.
So, you know, the Reese Apartments were there on the corner of, I want to say, Mesquite and Smokey, correct?
Yes.
That is correct, yeah.
I think the building's still there.
They're townhouses or condos now.
Wow. So, your mom worked, who'd she work for?
For a little while, she worked at the Herald, the Havasu Herald newspaper.
Okay.
She was very much embedded in the community, and she was very much into politics.
Wow.
My dad, not so much. But yeah, that's what my mom's interests were. She had really good friends like our first sheriff, Chuck Durfee, and Mr. Milam, and very much into that aspect of the community.
Wow, you know, all those names are ringing bells in all our listeners' ears today, I'll tell you, because everything from the Reese Apartments to Judge Milam, who was the sheriff back in that day, and, of course, all the names of the contracting owners, I mean, my Lord, you're a wealth of past history. So what else do you remember about growing up in Havasu?
Oh, you know, coming here, my first friend, Joe Beamer, playing out in the courtyard there, trying to learn how to ride my bicycle. His family had just come into the Reese Apartments. They came in from California also. And he just came up to me and said, "Hey, how you doing? Learn to ride a bike?" And I said, "Yeah." And he says, "Want me to push you?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So, you know, he was like my first friend in town. And we're still friends to this day. You know, I come into Havasu and I look him up. We go to breakfast or lunch or whatever. Lifelong friends. The Connollys were there. Fannarellas were there. Chuck Harris with Harris Tools. Scriblings. Just all these people that even to this day, and thank goodness for the Havasu Pioneers website and Facebook, being able to keep in touch with them. And I mean, learning the life lessons that we learned in Havasu. You know, you'd be 5 miles away from the house, and you were safe as a bell. And if you did something wrong, when you get home, don't even think about lying about it, because Mom knows somebody called her and said, "Oh,
absolutely."
Yeah.
Hey, Benny, it's Paul Lavoie, and I know you guys are talking about life in Havasu before the bridge, but when there were whispers or rumors about the London Bridge being brought to Lake Havasu City, what was that like? What do you remember people saying about that when the project was proposed with your mom working for the paper and that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, it was funny about that. I seem to remember. I mean, I was young then, and I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it, but I do remember a lot of people going, "McCulloch's doing what?" And of course, that was senior. But the story that I got was, and you guys let me know whether or not this is what you had heard. Apparently, McCulloch Senior had decided to turn this into a retirement town. And he bought all the land up, started selling it through the Havasu Hotel and the Holly Salesman and airplaning people out. And all of a sudden, he realized it's pretty damn hot there, and a lot of people weren't really coming out here. So he said, "I'm going to make it a tourist town," and he happened to hear about the A London Bridge. sinking in the Thames River when he was over there traveling, and he said, you know what, I think I'll buy it, ship it over here, and build it, and now we'll make Havasu a tourist community instead of a retirement community. Well, that was the story I had heard.
If you build it, they will come.
It's actually pretty close. The rumor was that, in fact, he was looking at the Thames River Bridge, the Tower Bridge.
Right.
But, in fact, he really was looking at the bridge that we have. But when that rumor went out, they left it alone because it was such a great marketing tool. It was for free. And that rumor still exists today there in London while you're taking a tour on the boats and on the walking tours around the new London Bridge that they have. So Michael McCulloch actually went there, tried to straighten him out in the story, and they wouldn't have anything to do with it.
they kicked that yank out of town, huh?
They did, and they because it's such a, still a great marketing piece for the tour operations, and right. We still live with that rumor. But see, it reached all the way back to our own hometown.
How funny.
Yeah, and there was a storm that came through there when we were still in the Reese Apartments. And that was something I remember very vividly. It was like 19, I don't know if it was like 69 or 70. Somebody mentioned it on the House to Pioneers, but it tore the roof off of the Reese Apartments, a couple Reese Apartments in our area, flipped over trailers and flipped over airplanes out at the back when the airport was out on the peninsula. Because it wasn't an island yet.
Right, yeah. That storm was actually in 1974. I remember I was here, and it was devastating. As I recall, you mentioned being there when the family got pulled out of one of the vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we were without power for quite a few days, and, you know, going down to the beach and bathing that way. I mean, I remember my cat Jingles being in the water with me. But, yeah, that storm was... That was like a 100-year storm, I would think.
Yeah, it really was. It took out so many of our streets, Smoke Tree, McCulloch Boulevard, and really hammered the McCulloch plant. And Papa Joe's was full of mud, about 2 feet, and there were all the patrons in there shoveling.
Little Mormon Church was like...
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, there. Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures of the aftermath of that storm on the Havasu Pioneers Facebook page,
There is. And so to live it... Of course, having people like Benny with us today that remember being a part of that whole thing, we walked around town. We couldn't drive more than a block. We were walking around with ice chests and grabbing food. We had no power. It was really a moment. It was a true testimonial of our community coming together and helping each other out.
Yeah, and even that, I mean, Highway 95 was two lanes in and two lanes out, you know, and it even took out the Highway 95, so we were on an island for sure.
Yeah, we were on the Havasu Island. Yeah.
Thank goodness. Right. I don't think the airport probably that was the one thing that where major transportation and stuff was coming in and out of. I don't remember that aspect, but you know, logistically speaking, I imagine that was probably a lot of help.
Was the airport where it is now, Dan?
No,
it was out on the island.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was
the
out
original
on the island.
Airport.
Correct.
That was, right.
Correct.
Now, Dan, out on the peninsula.
Correct, the peninsula.
before the bridge was built.
Correct,
right.
Correct, yeah.
Pretty bridge.
Pittsburgh Point, to be accurate, and Site 6, yes. No, you're absolutely right. So did your dad do any other things after that?
No, he moved to Havasu, and that's where he, 1979, had a second heart attack and passed away. So
oh, man.
He lived the rest of his life there in Lake Havasu. You can tell by those pictures, he was very avid with the Moose Lodge. He was very avid in the Elks Lodge. And he played his harmonica probably every day. That was his thing. He was the music man and very entertaining. And I just remember hours and hours of entertainment with my dad and learning him playing his harmonica with the band and Jimmy Terrell and Ed Darnell and what's his name? Mr. Nesbitt. So yeah, they'd be playing in parades on a pontoon boat. That was the other thing that he really enjoyed doing was playing his harmonica.
Well, thank goodness they did, because after the radio show turned off at about 5 or 6 p.m. at night, that's all the entertainment we had.
So, Benny, are you still doing the same type of work that you were doing back then with your dad?
You know what? my dad passed away. He promised me, son, I'm going to stay on this earth long enough to hand you this business. And when I turned 18 and I graduated high school, he kept his promise. He had a second heart attack. He lived for 4 days, and then he passed away. Next thing I know, 18 years old, here I am running a business, supporting my mom. My sister's still living at home. And I said, you know what? I've got a knack for this, but I really have a knack for electronics. So I did that for about a year, ran the business, and then I went to DeVry, and I got my degree. And what steered me in that direction, thank you very much, Howie de Blasi. So I learned a lot of electronics in junior high and high school, ended up having a conversation with Howie de Blasi, and he said, yeah, you know, you've got a knack for it. Maybe you ought to look into it. So I did. Got my degree from DeVry and a global biotech company, clinical diagnostic company, Beckman Coulter, hired me right off the campus.
Oh, no kidding.
And I was with them for 31 years.
Wow.
And where are you calling in from now?
I live in Vista, North San Diego County.
I know exactly where that is. Yeah, great town. Okay. Great town.
So do you get back to Havasu very often, Benny?
As often as I can.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, once every year, once every 2 years. I was just back there here recently and touched base with a couple of people because I was able to stay, you know, a good long stay. And then I went from Havasu to Vegas to see my sister Lori. And then I actually came back through Cayman. And I went and had dinner over at Ray Aldridge's house. That was a hoot. So I got to reconnect with Ray, and you know, he was telling me the story about his family. He's got his kids, and God, he's a proud grandpa. So came back through Havasu, went down to Parker, hung out there, and then came back home. So yeah, I get back to Havasu. I am definitely going to be there in October, hopefully for 3 weeks.
Well, that's fantastic, Benny. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're here with Benny Santapietro from Lake Havasu City before the London Bridge. And coming up, we'll have Norma Krasowski joining us here in the station, and we'll be right back.
And you'll be glad to know, Benny, living in Vista, that today that you are in Vista because it's forecast to be 117 in Lake Havasu City, 120 in Bullhead City. So anywhere here in the tri-state, especially Needles, Bullhead, Havasu, it's pretty hot right now. So
yeah.
Right. All right. And to beat the heat, don't forget Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating.
Right now is the time to call them because we were cranking in and a lot of air conditioning systems need servicing.
Proud sponsor of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan DeLosantos. We'll return in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Speak Out, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Mojave Mortgage, Springburg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, Horizon Community Bank, our newest sponsor, Thane O'Brien with Spot On, a company that helps with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane 928-706-2784 or send him an email at tobryan@spoton.com. That's Thane, what a guy, O'Brien. And also, of course, our Havasu Pioneers Radio Show sponsor, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And here's Dan DeLosantos. I'll work on that later date for you, by the way, buddy.
Sure.
All right.
That'd be great. So, yeah, we're here, and our next guest speaker is someone who was also here before the London Bridge. And Norma and her husband,
Larry,
were here. It's Norma Krasowski,
mm-hmm.
if I get that right.
Yes.
So, Norma, tell us a little bit about moving to Havasu.
Oh, my. Okay, moving to Havasu. Well, I'd never heard of the place. Of course, I came when I was 11. But I remember my dad went fishing with a buddy of his, was in Prescott. And they came to Lake Havasu to go fishing. And next thing I know, Pops is coming in the door, and he said, okay, pack it up. We're moving. We're going to sell the house, and we're going to Lake Havasu. So beginning of my seventh grade, we moved here, and it's just been uphill from there. But, yeah, it was interesting because I was like, I remember we ended up selling our home in Phoenix, and my dad and my mom went shopping for a new home in Phoenix, which turned out to be a single-wide trailer. So we purchased that. They purchased that single-wide trailer, and myself, my mom, my dad, my older sister, and one of my older brothers, we all moved to Havasu. They came up separately in their own vehicles, but I came with my dad and my mom in the truck and my cat Fluffy. And we followed the tow truck up with the mobile home, and we got to Kingman, went through the inspection station there, right, and found out that the driver of the tow truck that was towing the mobile home was, his license had expired. So got the trailer and everything got confiscated in Kingman. We had to get a hotel, and we stayed in one of the hotels there for about 3 or 4 days while all of that went, got going. Of course, it was on a weekend, so we had to wait for everything to reopen, and he had to go and get his renewed and everything. And then we were able to go on to Havasu. Man. And I remember coming over the hills of 95, about where the new airport is, right in there.
Uh-huh.
And I see this nothing sitting in front of me, and I was 11, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I was always the good child. Now, my brothers and sisters would laugh because I'm the princess and I'm the baby of the family of five. So my oldest brother is, I think, 10 years older than me. So
and your maiden name's Tipton.
Tipton, yeah. And my dad, so he came up and he started working for another company, and I can't for the life of me recall. Unfortunately, my parents have passed, so I don't really can't remember who he worked for. But his goal was to get going with his Cactus Wren Builders, and he wanted to have a model home. He tried it in Phoenix. He works for John F. Lahan as a superintendent in Phoenix in Big City. Bought a little lot somewhere in the midst of Phoenix, put up a model, and it didn't work. He was a little teeny tiny fishy in a great big sea.
Wow.
So when he moved to Havasu, that was his goal. And so, which he accomplished. He and my mother worked together on that and purchased a lot on Acoma Boulevard. And back then it was Pima. Now it's Quarrio. And built his first model home. And that's kind of my funny story about where I live.
Is it still there?
Yes, it is. In fact, there's probably about another 16 model homes going down Pima and up Acoma. So, but it was interesting because we had lived in the mobile home, and then we had some friends from school. Her name is Debbie Kane. It used to be McBride. I mean, now it's McBride.
Okay.
Her family bought our mobile home, and we moved into the Moyo apartment that Debbie's family lived in. And we lived there until the model got finished. And once the model was finished, we moved into the model home.
Those are larger lots over there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good
size.
That's
pretty attractive.
Yeah. Yes.
For that, yeah.
I remember
yeah.
Debbie. She was in my class. And
yes.
She, great lady.
Yes.
She's wonderful.
Still friends. Yep.
Yep, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So we lived in the model home my freshman, sophomore, junior, all through high school. So I wasn't real popular because it was a model from Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
I got to tell our listeners, you've got to pay attention to this part of the story.
This is great stuff.
Because I don't know anybody that lived this life that... Norma lived. Go ahead, Norma.
Okay,
tell them how you did it.
So every morning we had to get up, and I had to put all my personal belongings away. The bathroom had to be spotless. The house had to be made. It was a model. And the big busloads of people would come through the model. And so we had to pretty much, it had to look like a model home. And we had a lady, her name was... Hope Lewis, and she decorated our model for us, and so everything was spotless. We had shag carpeting, And then the front yard had the little pea gravel. So we got made fun of a lot because.
How old were you?
I was, when I lived in that, I was probably 13.
That's rough to raise teenagers in a model
home. Yeah, my
home.
Freshman year.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
We had to rake the carpet as we walked out the door. No footprints, no nothing. And then when we left, Daddy was out front brooming, you know, with the broom, sweeping the rocks. So we, oh, you're that lady that, you know, had to rake your carpet and sweep your rocks. So.
Benny, you're enjoying that story, I take it.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny because a lot of the builders there would have their model
mm-hmm.
homes. And she's exactly right about that.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. And so one day I had this, there's this lady that used to come in all the time. She was just a looky-loo, and she used to come in all the time. And she would always open the drawers, and she'd look in. Well, that was our clothes and stuff. And so I would come, and I would plant, like, tape on it to see if it had been opened. And it had, and always seemed out. And Carl Dreller was our, he was our salesman. And he would say, oh, yeah, she went through stuff again. So I said, I'm going to fix her. So I went down to the old yellow front and got me a real rubber snake.
Oh.
And stuck that in the drawer. And so, yeah, so that kind of
nice.
Stopped it. She never really went through stuff after that. And there was another experience. I'll be real quick on this one. But, you know, when I got off school, I couldn't go home because – it was, you know, a model. So I was a cheerleader my junior or senior year, and so we would have a lot of practices in that. But I would be exhausted. And so we had a office down in the, I'm not sure where it's called, what it's called now, our office. It's by the Havasu Hardware in the inside
oh, yes.
little area.
Yep.
Now it's the restaurant
correct.
There.
Jersey's.
Jersey Grill, yeah.
For
and
sure.
so... Daddy had built a little place for me to, if I got sick or I couldn't go to school that day, then I would sleep in the office because I couldn't go home. Well, one day I was exhausted, and I just said, you know, I'm just going to go in. So I said, hey, Carl, I'm going to go take a nap. And he goes, where are you going? I go, master bedroom. So he goes, okay. So somebody came through. So my mom and dad had a huge king-size bed, and it had a blue velvet bedspread. So I would go in and kind of tuck into the window sides because most people never walked all the way into a bedroom. They just kind of went and looked. So I was sleeping half under the bedspread. My head was propped up, and I was taking a little nap. And this lady came around, and she was looking out the window, and she looked down, and she screamed and said, there's a dead body in the bedroom. And I woke up, and then she really screamed because I screamed. So, yeah, there's some fun times.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
And then the story doesn't stop there. Your dad,
no,
your dad,
my
started,
dad
a,
yes.
started a church, is that
my
right?
My dad, we went to the Lake Havasu, we went to the Nazarene Church in Phoenix, and mm-hmm. so my parents, we went to the Southern Baptist Church for several months, and my parents decided that they needed to start a Nazarene church. So we started it in our home.
Oh.
So now it was a model Monday through Saturday and a church on Sunday.
Holy
so
Lord.
I wasn't real popular. Oh, I couldn't have Lord. Girlfriends over because either you had to get up in the morning and rake the carpet and sweep the rocks or you had to get ready to go to church. So I wasn't real popular.
Here I thought they could do laundry on Sunday. My goodness, what a life.
Oh, man.
Dan, we have to take a break.
I hate it, but we got it. And Norma, I'll tell you, this is just a wonderful interview. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
We'll take this break.
All right. The Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, of course, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And I'm told we're probably going to work out another day this month where we're going to have the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show as the 50th anniversary of the London Bridge comes up. So you're getting ambitious on me, Dan.
Well, we are. We got a couple other speakers that chimed in and gave us some more really great stories that we want to share with our listeners.
I think I have just the date for you. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We're back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Connected Computer and Technology, also Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, SunPower by SMA Electric, and by Bobby Lewis at the Lewis Team at Coldwell Banker Realty with Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. And, of course, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, your Havasu Pioneers radio show sponsor. Dan.
We're back, and we're here with Norma Grzowski. And so, you know, Norma, love your story. It's just, it's just priceless. And then, so you've got a little more to add to our story.
Well, yeah. Right next door came a builder that built one of our houses. We had quite a few models, and I used to go and have to clean the models, too. And we had a builder moving next door to us and put a model in right next to us, and that was Creative Construction, Frank Grzowski. And at the time, when I was a senior, I guess there was a dude named Larry Grzowski there I was a freshman, he was a senior. I never met him until one day I walked into my dad's office, and I was in my cheerleading uniform, and I walked in and saw this good-looking guy at my mom's desk picking up a paycheck. So I kind of asked Ma, hey, who is that? She said, well, that's Larry Grzowski. And I said, oh, he's kind of cute. So my daydreams were that someday, you know, I'd get to go out with Larry and, you know, hook up with him. So
Did he get to see you in the cheerleading outfit?
Oh, yeah.
after
I caught his attention. But
that was after graduation, Dan.
There's a really good story. There's another story about that, as my parents thought that, you know, I was too young. Because, you know, I was senior in high school, I was only 16. I went away to college at 17 at Point Loma Nazarene College in San Diego. Mm. And so when I was my senior year, when I met him, I didn't actually start dating him until like the summer. And he found out that he thought I was going to turn 18, and he found out I was turning 17, and he kind of just dropped me. So, but
Benny's laughing like he has experience there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Larry.
You know Larry.
Oh, I know Larry, yeah.
So you know why Larry dropped me.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyways, it ended up that that summer when I came home from college, we started dating in June, July, got my ring in August, and we were married in November, so we didn't mess around. So the word around town was Creative Construction and Cactus Wren were merging, and so my mom would say, they'd ask Mom, hey, I hear Creative Construction and Cactus Wren is merging, and my mom would say, nope, just the kids. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Marrying the competition.
That is an awesome answer.
So Larry eventually took over Creative Construction, and I remember telling him when we, you know, in the marriage stage and that I said, if you ever have to build a model home, we will build it if we can own it. I will never live in another model home.
Very good.
He kept his promise, but we did end up living in one for just a little while. But my daughter was a junior in high school, so we built a casita in the back, and she lived in the casita.
How long did you live in the model home and have to clean up and all of that?
Well, they sold it shortly. It was shortly after Larry and I got married, and Mom and Dad built a house. Well, actually, it was before we got married, because Mom and Dad built the two-story on the other side across the street from that. It's a two-story, and it has a bunch of garages down, and there's a casita on it. And Daddy built that house. And so I never did really move. Yes, I did. We did move out, and he built a house called the Insecrete Paneling House, or Tipton's Folly. There's all kinds of names for it. It was a weird different. It was like stucco on the inside of the house and stucco on the out, and they pig-ringed it together and stuccoed both sides. It was a new thing that Dad got involved in. Huh. And I remember when I came home from Denny's, it wasn't Denny's, it was Hoba Joe's, came home and got in really late. I would just throw my clothes, you know, off and crawl into bed, and I'd wake up in the morning and my nylons were stuck to the stucco wall, and my skirt, polyester knit skirt, you know. So, but we did ended up, my dad moved, they built that house, and they used it for a model for a while, and then Daddy bought it. But while it was being built, it was right before Larry and I got married, and he was up on the second story, and he had built like a spiral staircase from the upstairs bedroom down. And the upstairs bedroom and the bathroom and the hall in the closet was upstairs. And he was backing up the middle night. He got a brainstorm. My dad's known for that. He either goes to Hobo Joe's late at night for soup, or he, you know, he gets an idea and he gets up right away, starts at the measuring tape, walked right off the platform, fell down to the bottom, and broke his heel. And he crawled all the way across up the rocks to the neighbor's house next door, which was another one of his models, which he sold. And they woke up and they called 911. So needless to say, when he walked me down the aisle, it was daddy's crutch, take a step. Daddy, crutch, take a step. So.
Wow. So now your daughter, she owns one of our local businesses.
Yes,
here.
She does. She owns Beauty Slayer's Salon and Suites.
That's wonderful.
And yeah, so she just expanded. We took over, it was Dr. King's chiropractic office. We took over that. And now we're 2,750 square feet. We're all service. We do everything. And we even have tattoos.
So, I got a chance to meet with her as I was dropping off information for the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest.
Yes.
Will she be a sponsor this year?
Yes, we will be sponsoring that.
Well,
yeah.
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be great.
I'm thinking we might do. I was going to do the long beard, but I have a son-in-law who's probably going to enter that, so I'm not sure if that would be.
Yeah,
I might have to do something else.
It's okay. I don't know. Benny, do you have a beard or a mustache?
I have a goatee.
Bring it.
And it's more gray than white.
Perfect.
Or more gray than dark.
Well, let's.
So, yeah.
Well, let's give out the information for the public because there's only so many people can enter each category.
That's correct. 20 people for each of the 16 categories are allowed. We'll have first and second place. People that would like to either be a sponsor or would like to actually register as a contestant can go to www.havasu memorial walkway.org and you go under the beard contest and you'll see where you can go to your form, fill it out, make your donation. It's a nonprofit project. And once your category is taken up, then it will disappear and not be available. So if you're a sponsor, you want to hurry and find the one that you're interested in. If you're a contestant, there's only 20. And I will tell you, don't worry about the big wild beards that are out there, because if you don't register, they can't participate. So, yeah, it's going
to
be a
fun time. Are they filling up, Dan?
Yeah, we're starting to get people that are going online. We got that up and running. The other nice part I need to remind everybody is put on your calendar October 23rd underneath the London Bridge. Judging will start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we'll start handing out awards at about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Perfect.
So that's a plug for Jeff Herzog. He needs to get his butt in gear and
yes,
get his
ma'am.
Application in for that long beard.
I have to tell everybody, all our listeners, if you know somebody, do not hesitate to register them and let them know that they're going to be in the
That's
in
even
the contest
better. You'll love me.
Because a lot of our beard guys are a little bit shy, and, you know, we got to get them in there. So, well, yeah.
Awesome.
And by the way, the contest is open to the public, so outside of Havasu as well as in town.
Okay.
So, yes, if you've got that relative that's got that really amazing beard or mustache, bring them in.
And then you'll have bragging rights.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hey, Benny, are you going to come back for the London Bridge brick ceremony for the Pioneers?
Oh yeah, I will be there for that. That's the last weekend.
That is the last weekend on the 31st, around 10:30 in the morning, and that is for all the bricks that were laid last year for the Havasu Pioneers, like yourselves.
Yep.
And so we're looking at gathering, and I understand right after that they're going to do a potluck. That's the intent, and all the Pioneers are invited to come down and see each other again. It's going to be a really great event.
Benny, did you get your bricks in on that one?
Yes, I contacted my sister Heidi, and we went together in on a brick. So we've got our
perfect
our family brick underneath the bridge.
Great, we have Tipton's and Grzowski's.
Wonderful.
Down there,
and if any of our listeners feel that they didn't get in on that, yes, you can still get your brick into that segment. You simply need to purchase your brick online, tell them which section you want to be in, and we'll get it in the next time we install bricks. And by the way, that is all sponsored by the Havasu Freedom Foundation. Who is sponsoring the London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest. I want to put in a good plug for our amazing group that they do such a fantastic job. And, of course, the new project is for all the caregivers and the heroes for our medical teams and people. So if you have a doctor out there, a physician that you want to buy a brick for because you did an amazing job, saved a life, delivered a baby, now's the time to actually go online to www.havasumemorialwalkway.org and get their brick.
You want to take a break, Dan?
Sure, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. And thanks again to our guests. Go ahead and thank your guests for this week.
Benny Santapietro, I got to tell you, you were an amazing guy to have on today. We really appreciate it. And I'm going to be announcing our next two guests. You'll look for it on Havasu Pioneers page on Facebook. If you have lived in Havasu or live here currently or own a home, you can go onto the page, answer the questions. We'll get you in. You'll get all the history of Havasu. You'll have all the updates for the radio show. And we'll make sure that you know what's coming up next.
Yeah, because we're going to throw some extra shows in, so you won't have to wait until September 1st, which is the first Wednesday of September. We're going to actually do a show before that, and then we're going to try to work it out to where we have another show in September as well.
Correct.
Leading up to the 50th anniversary month.
Absolutely. That is going to be an amazing month of events. Yeah. 5 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Go Lake Havasu or go to River Scene. You'll find the calendar's up, and they'll have a lot of the events that you'll be able to schedule your trip and your hotel rooms to come out and visit people.
Right. All right. Thanks for being here, guys. And we're going to take another our last break of the hour, and we'll be back on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Stay with us. Dan and I will be right back. Another successful journey completed on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Dan, what you got?
You know, we're getting ready. We're ramping up for the 50th anniversary of the London Bridge. And I'm getting questions constantly about when should I come. Well, I got to tell you, you need to go on to either the River Scene Magazine calendar or Go Lake Havasu calendar. Look at the events. There's several. So as an example, there are the ones that come to mind right away is that we brought back the Outboard World Championship.
Yeah.
We've got Tim Siebold, we've got Billy Siebold, that whole group has bringing all their boat racers back for a Formula One race. There's going to be three races a day, for the October 15th, 16th, and 17th. Now that same weekend, on that same weekend, the Lake Havasu City Museum of History is doing a huge event down at London Bridge Beach, which is the old State Beach. They're going to have so many things for you to enjoy down there, beverages and food. They've got, I believe, some music. They've got what's really great is they're bringing in an amazing display of McCulloch's Outboard's old engines that he built.
Ooh.
They're also bringing in the vintage race boats that were here back in the day when the race first started up here in Lake Havasu. And it's my understanding they're going to be bringing in some of the actual race boats, and people are going to get to have the opportunity, if you don't get to see the race up front, you can go down and meet the drivers. You can see the boats. And it's just going to be amazing. And, of course, we have other events. We have the Mustache and Beard Contest on the 23rd. We have concerts, by the way, also the weekend of the 15th, that are going to be over at Windsor. And so just look at the calendar. There's
right.
Just so much, Paul.
There's a free concert on Sunday night, the 24th, as well with Steve March Torme.
Ooh, wow.
Not sure if you know about that or not.
But I didn't.
He's bringing in his Band of Merry Men from L.A., and Steve's flying in from Wisconsin, and they all get together, and they're doing... It's not the Beatles tribute. It's the other one with the big band standards.
Wonderful. And also, of course, the main event... of that month is, of course, on October 30th. We have the London Bridge Parade, and shortly after that, there'll be the actual event for the 50th anniversary of the London
right.
Bridge. That'll be underneath the London Bridge. You're not going to want to miss that. That's going to be amazing. I understand we have some guests that are going to be showing up, some celebrities. And then, of course, the bricklaying project for the Memorial Walkway. All the pioneers will be there on the 31st.
So we're down under a minute, and with all those activities, if you can't find something to do in Havasu during the month of October, then you're not looking.
Yeah. Yeah, all you got to do is
keep your eyes open.
And everybody's talking about all the events now. Everybody's getting really excited. And for those of you who don't know, a lot of these are historic events that were part of our city 50 years ago
right.
and forward. So you don't want to miss this month of events.
So coming up on tomorrow's show, of course, Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Brian's going to be calling in remotely for that show. And then we got a big show planned on Friday with Sam Scarmardo, Leo Biasucci, and our talk star, Jack Bridges, will be here. We've got a guest that's going to come in and sit in on the show as a guest, as a co-host.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
We call him the KNTR Talk Star.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Jack's our first one, so that'll be a fun show on Friday. And Sam will do Sam's Slam of the Day. So anyway, we got to go. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.